I hope my mother isn't listening to this podcast. But if she is, sorry, Mom. You always told me to tell the truth. Well, the truth is, I will forever carry within me at least one horrible memory from my childhood, specifically related to Passover. More specifically, the lunch my mother packed for me to take to school during the holiday. Growing up, we kept kosher, mostly, but certainly during Passover, there was no bread or any other foods that were not kosher for that holiday. Back then, when I was a kid, keeping kosher during Passover, particularly packing a lunch for school, it was an ordeal. So I swear, what I am about to say is the truth and nothing but the truth. And frankly, nobody could have made this up. My mother used to pack for my lunch during Passover a scrambled egg sandwich on matzah. So let me help you to imagine this a bit better. Two eggs scrambled in butter, then placed between two pieces of matzah, and then wrapped in wax paper. This was before saran wrap or Ziploc sandwich bags. Well, for a minute or two, a scrambled egg sandwich on matzah doesn't look too bad, though. In truth, it never really looked all that great. But slowly, the butter begins to soak into the matzah, and the firm matzah wilts and becomes soggy. And then, to make matters worse, the liquids begin to deteriorate the wax paper. And all of this occurred before I even left the house. Imagine now, the soggy scrambled egg sandwich on wilted matzah wrapped in deteriorating wax paper, placed in a brown paper bag along with an apple. Now put this bag into a school locker and allow it to marinate for several hours, and you can imagine what was waiting for me when I opened my locker. By lunchtime, the liquid had seeped through the wax paper and through the brown paper bag, and the whole concoction was stuck to the shelf of my locker. Usually the brown paper bag was ripping, the wax paper was stuck to the apple, and the piece of candy was caked in egg and butter droppings. There was nothing in that bag that looked appetizing, and nothing I could trade away for some food that I could eat. Passover lunch at school left an indelible impression upon me. Now, I'm not saying that this is the reason I don't keep kosher for Passover today, but it did make a lasting impression. The truth is, I don't keep kosher at any other time throughout the year. So for me, it doesn't make sense to suddenly, for the sake of Passover, to become strictly observant of the rules of what foods are or aren't acceptable according to ancient tradition. Like I do throughout the year, I pick and I choose which rituals and traditions speak to me and helps me to enhance my Jewish identity. Each of us determines for ourselves which practices speak to who we are and the Judaism that is most meaningful to us. I want to wish you all a wonderful Passover. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to go to the Apple Bookstore to purchase one of my ebooks, My Jewish Legends Rewritten. You can find them by searching on my name. Also, check out our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.